Well, good morning, beloved. Again, it is my privilege to be invited into your homes as we share this Friday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Isaiah chapter 42. Verses 1 through 4 comprise the first of what are called by theologians as the four servant songs in the book of Isaiah. If you wish to research the other three servant songs on your own, they are found in Isaiah chapter 49, verses 1 through 6, Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4 through 9, Isaiah chapter 52, 13, through Isaiah chapter 53, verse 12, okay? If you wish to follow that up on your own. But in this passage, the servant is described as one whom God chose to see that justice is done on earth. The reading concludes with God's promises to help his people. And all today and all this past week, God's saving words for us have been justice and peace. Amen. So let's begin reading Isaiah chapter 42, beginning at verse 1. The Lord says, "Here is my servant whom I strengthen, the one I have chosen, with whom I am pleased. I have filled him with my spirit, and he will bring justice to every nation. He will not shout or raise his voice or make loud speeches in the streets. He will not break off a bent reed nor put a flickering lamp out. He will bring lasting justice to all. He will not lose hope or courage. He will establish justice on the earth. Distant lands eagerly wait for his teaching. God created the heavens and stretched them out. He fashioned the earth and all that lives there. He gave life and breath to all its people. And now the Lord God says to his servant, I, the Lord, have called you to and given you power to see that justice is done on the earth. Through you, I will make a covenant with all peoples. Through you, I will bring light to the nations, and you will open the eyes of the blind and set free those who sit in dark prisons. I alone am the Lord your God. No other God may share my glory. I will not let idols share my praise. The things I predicted have now come true. Now I tell you of new things, even before they begin to happen. Sing a new song to the Lord, and praise, sing his praises all the world. Praise him and see the you that sail the sea. Praise him, all creatures of the sea. Sing distant lands and all who live there. Let the desert and its towns praise God. Let the people of Kedar praise him. Let those who live in the city of Selah shout for joy from the tops of the mountains. Let those who live in distant lands give praise and glory to the Lord. The Lord goes out to fight like a warrior. He is ready and eager for battle. He gives a war cry, a battle shout. He shows his power against his enemies. God says, for a long time I kept silent. I did not answer my people, but now the time to act has come. I will cry out like a woman in labor. I will destroy the hills and mountains and dry up the grass and trees. I will turn the river valleys into deserts and dry up the pools of water. I will lead my blind people by roads they have never traveled, and I will turn their darkness into light and make rough country smooth before them. These are my promises, and I will keep them without fail. All who trust in idols, who call images their God, will be humiliated and disgraced." And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8, where Isaiah writes, "I alone am the Lord your God. No other gods may share my glory. I will not let idols share my praise." You know, beloved, he was talking, Isaiah was writing about the Lord's servant. And of course, we know that this prophecy was fulfilled in the coming of Jesus Christ, the, you know, whose birth we celebrate at Christmas time, the first coming. And, there is a verse here that it has slipped past me every time I've read it until just now. In verse 6 it says, "I, the Lord, have called you and given you power to see that justice is done on earth. Through you, I will make a covenant with all peoples, and through you, I will bring light to the nations." And we have learned, in our Wednesday night studies, that covenants are not made, they are cut. There must be the shedding of blood, to enact a covenant. And so the death of Jesus Christ on the cross was the very act of God fulfilling this promise in verse 6, "Through you I will make a covenant with all peoples." And God was true to that. And he cut that covenant with something that mankind has no control over, and that's with his own dear son. And so the fulfillment of that covenant lies completely within God's power. Amen. And therefore, because of that, the rest of verse 6 says, "Through you I will bring light to the nations." And praise God, beloved, you and I are the nations. We're not Jews, we're Gentiles, and God refers to us here as the nations. And it's because of that perfect sacrifice that God made in the fulfillment of enacting that covenant 2,000 years ago that now we have been set free. Amen. Oh, this is such a wonderful passage of Scripture. Let's pray. Holy God, source of all light and truth, light my path that I may see the way to be a servant in your work of redemption, truth, and justice. Guide me today, and may all that I do and say give honor and glory to you. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our week together to an end. Of course, I look forward to seeing each of you in church on Sunday. And then again, next Monday morning, the Lord willing, we'll be at it again as we will be in Isaiah chapter 56, where God's people will include all nations. And beloved, that means you and me. Praise God. All right. So until the next time that God allows us to meet, may God richly bless you and your family and all that are important to you is my prayer.